One in seven Native Americans suffer from type 2 diabetes. Diabetes is an inability of the body to process insulin, a hormone that allows blood sugars to enter the cells and be used for energy. The disease leads to kidney failure, blindness, amputations, and death. Although there is no cure, the good news is diabetes can be controlled. In today's Health and Healing, Rose Hybert introduces us to a person who has met the challenge of diabetes and shares his experiences.
Since time immemorial, Native people have maintained a healthy lifestyle by gathering and using their traditional foods. Today's epidemic of diabetes in Native peoples has resulted in part from a change from this traditional diet to one based on processed foods, sugars, and fats.
The first symptoms that came on, a dry mouth, it was a thirst, undying thirst. I couldn't drink enough.
Lemhi Shoshone Ernest Wadami is the quiet and good-natured head of maintenance at Shoban High School in Fort Hall, Idaho.
I had an epiphany on that day 2 years ago. Come to be tested and found out that I was full-blown. I guess I was in my own world, but in denial still.
Fear and denial are natural and common reactions to any diagnosis of disease. Ernest describes the symptoms that affected him as he discovered he was diabetic.
It was Christmas time. I ate oranges just to take the dryness out of my mouth. Drank a lot of water. It was becoming worse. With all that ingestion of these fluids, it washes out of you.
Medication is often prescribed to help get the symptoms under control. For Ernest, the pills he took affected him in negative ways.
It made me feel like my teeth were hurting. My gums were hurting. It made me feel like I wanted to pull my teeth out. But then with the pills, I went beyond that with my wife's help. I really, truly, bless her heart, Anna Wadami. She's helped me overcome it. Took me off the pills. I've tested good. I'm living now beyond that of living a lifestyle of true natives of this continent here, this Turtle Island. She knew about it because her mom is also in that condition. So she understood what was going on. She monitors me, and she's the one who really helped me through this really hard time.
Research shows that eating lower-fat, fiber-rich foods can help delay the onset of diabetes. Ernest's return to a more traditional diet has made a big difference in his diagnosis.
Dried fruits, the pine nuts, the bighorn here, and all the roots that are in the valleys here. A lot of traditional foods, but also put on the Brat diet. Bran, rice, applesauce, apples, fruits of that nature, and whole wheats.
Keeping active and exercising is an important part of a daily health plan for anyone. Ernest's return to cultural activities helps him to remain active and successfully maintain his diabetes program.
Gathering our wood, natural roots out here, hunting, a lot of fishing, a lot of the oils here, a lot of trading, like we said, a lot of visiting, a lot of the wild rice that comes from the northeast, a lot of good foods out there, natural things.
Ernest has come to accept that diabetes is a part of his daily life. He realizes he's fortunate to have caring medical providers, the support of his family, and cultural traditions that help him gain control of his life and his diabetes.
You can overcome it. You can prevent it. Our Creator gave us this life. Our Mother Earth has given us these foods to live. Use them. Use them wisely. Don't abuse it.
For Wisdom of the Elders, this is Rose Hybert.
Health and Healing is produced by Mary Sando Amhula and written by Larry Johnson in collaboration with KCUW LPFM Radio at the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation. It's funded by the Benton Foundation Sound Partners for Community Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is dedicated to improving health and healthcare for all Americans. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up on Artist Circle, Bruce Crespin discusses Lemhi Shoshone traditional arts. Then on Turtle Island Storytellers, Rosina George tells the story of her ancestor, Sacajawea.
So what this elder did was she got on her knees and bowed down, and then the young girl stayed with her and was willing to suffer the consequences.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail at National Park Service, Sound Partners for Community Health at Benton Foundation, National Endowment for the Arts, and the Oregon Arts Commission. We have expanded upon today's program at our radio website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau, Turtle Island Storytellers Network, at turtleislandstorytellers.net.
Jeez, guys! They got a new place in Lame Deer, man! It's a coffee shop called Lucretia's Kitchen, man! Trying to clear my head. Well, I'm trying hard, trying to remember what I done and said. Well, I'm sure I said something poetic. I quite impressed myself.